Everyone can use a little more cash, but the government printing office is telling Congress it doesn't need more money. GPO has wrapped up Hill testimony about its 2013 spending plan that it gave to Congress. On the line now to explain why it doesn't need a bigger bundle of cash is the assistant public printer, Jim Bradley. Mr. Bradley, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right. So conventional wisdom is nobody asks for a flat or smaller budget, but you did. How come?
Well, we asked for what we needed. I want to first thank you for having me on the show this morning. And just a few weeks ago, GPO celebrated its 151st anniversary of keeping America informed. Since we opened our doors in March back in 1861 with only 350 employees, GPO has been consistently changing, evolving, and reinventing itself to meet the needs of the Congress, the White House, and federal agencies. GPO continues doing that today in the digital age. And as a result of projected decreases in traditional printing and in response to changing technologies, GPO is shifting to a digital format from the traditional printing.
And so that saves a lot of money in paper, supplies, and people?
It does save money. We had a very successful buyout in FY11, and we reduced staffing by about 312 employees. Our workforce is now about 1,900 employees, the lowest it's been in a century.
All right. So give us the breakdown for how many people are of those 1,900 are still involved in traditional ink on paper.
Probably close to 1,000 actually producing printing, and then we have other people that buy printing from the private sector.
Okay, so the majority of people then are still involved in the old-fashioned part of the shrinking part of the
business. Well, they're part of the operation that does that. However, that operation, our plant operations, does both digital as well as traditional printing. And greater emphasis on moving material that we create. About 7% of the work is put in place, whether we do it traditionally or whether we do it digitally. And since 70% of the work is done in getting the material ready to be published, then we have a junction of either going traditional or going digital up on the net, and frequently go both directions.
Now, how much money does – now, GPO has been moving into the digital age, and you are in the digital age, but you're doing more and more with it. How much does technology save for GPO so that you can keep budget costs down?
The savings is substantial. We've been at this for many, many years, and we started with handset type here back in 1861, and we went to the modern thing called the Linotype back in the day. And we've been steadily moving with technology, and the technology has been given us the ability to make these changes and still produce a vast quantity of work for the federal government.
Well, give us an example. I mean, I remember when the budgets used to come out from the president's proposal every February, those were
Budget's a good product to talk about. You know, we've provided that in traditional print since probably about the 20s. And then we put it up on a CD-ROM in addition to the print, and that was accepted. And then we added it to in probably about 94, 95 to the net, to the web. It's now on RFDSYS. And then this year when it came out, we also provided a mobile app. And since that came out, we've had about 93,000 hits on our mobile app. So, and we still produce the budget in all four formats now.
We're speaking with Jim Bradley. He's the assistant public printer.
Still, a lot of agencies have pressure to save money. And so how has that affected GPO's interaction with industry in terms of contracting and such?
Well, of course, the industry would like for us to contract more. That's a normal thing. We're still buying between $300 and $400 million worth of printing a year. Probably about 75 to 80% of the work that comes to GPO is actually sent out to the private sector.
And everything else digital, you do in-house pretty much?
No, we buy digital from the private sector too. We buy a full range of services from the private sector, and we produce some of the more critical material in-house, things like passports, which we need to keep within the government, other security products, and material for the Congress we primarily do in our own facilities here.
Yeah. GPO has a kind of unique mission, you know, printing and providing information about federal documents to the public and Congress. But what lessons, if any, are there for other agencies, best practices with the way you're doing all of this to save money?
I think that that you need to keep your options open and look at technology. We, for example, we have a mobile app that we put out last November for a member's guide, and we're going to release tomorrow an update to that. I have this on my iPad, and if you need to check on who represents a particular area of the country, or you want to find out who from that state is involved in a particular matter, you just click on this app on your mobile device, and it brings up all kinds of interesting information about that area. We're going to add biographical information, local contacts for Washington and the state, the zip codes they represent, and links to the their own websites.
And will this app keep up with gerrymandering over the years ahead?
We hope so.
That sounds like the big challenge.